Dwayne Gomer is recognized as a leader in California real estate continuing education for licensees, renewals, notary commissions, provides courses for thousands of Californians to qualify for sales and broker licenses. And he's been doing this for probably longer than you've been alive. State-of-the-art testing, automatic grading, certificate printing, etc. And he's been doing it since 1963. Approved by the Department of Real Estate, Secretary of State, and he joins me every so often to give us an update. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Dwayne Gomer.
Thank you very much.
You know, I remember taking classes with you, everything now online kind of thing, and you're no spring chicken. How old are you now?
I'm 94.
Man, you know what? You have just not lost a beat. I know we've communicated, and it's just amazing. So you're just never going to retire.
I just haven't retired yet. I have a company where you can, you know, work when you want to work, and so I work remote. And when something else comes up and it's, I don't want to do it, I just say my name's on the door, and I don't have to do it. So it's going well. In fact, yesterday, last week, I just got a nice acknowledgement from the Ocar County of Real Estate. They formed a new Hall of Legends, and so now I can use the term "I am a legend." So, keep moving on.
You lost a dear friend who you introduced me to, and I interviewed once, and his name escapes me.
Bob Hunt.
Bob Hunt was
an expert in ethics. And generally, also, by the way, was yesterday, that last week, named a legend at the Orange County Association of Real Estate. So, yes, he was fantastic. And we had a threesome that the three of us talked about. It was me, Bob Hunt, and Wayne Bell, who was the commissioner at the time. So Wayne and I still communicate, but we miss Bob.
And was Bob about your age?
No, Bob was a touch younger. He's probably 10 years younger.
Well, I guess everybody is really younger than you are. I mean, you know, Richard Chamberlain just died, age 90. Did you hear that?
He was 90. He was a baby. So, yes, I was in school when he was born. So, yes, I am still moving okay, and I guess maybe the exercising for many years is helping.
Did you know Bob Bruss?
Yes, very well. Bob was from Minnesota and came out here, headed a Coldwell Banker office for many years, and then started writing and became a syndicated writer and brought him and published him and got him into about 500 newspapers. And he, off screen, was one of the nicest men you would ever want to meet.
You know, I used to read him all the time. He was an attorney. And I loved his columns. I read them all the time. And I can't remember when he died, but I always regretted not reaching out to him to do an interview with him.
He would have been a wonderful person for you to interview. He was very available. And I met him and was very fortunate to know him well. And then the cancer came real quickly, and it was a sad situation.
Wow. My guest is Dwayne Gomer. He's a real estate educator since 1963. So I get his emails, and if you want to get on his email list, you could just Google Dwayne Gomer or email me, mark@radiorealestate.com, or text me at 452-2428, and I'll get you his site. But one thing you threw out
Mark,
here...
Mark, you asked me a question, and that opens it up like in a courtroom when you open up the situation. How old are you?
I am 68.
68. Okay, good.
I could have said what my sometimes answer is that I'm almost 60. And I had an argument with my brother because he was insisting that almost implied was the future. And we were walking in Los Olivos and we passed a real estate office, and they had pictures in the front, and one of them said almost new, and I pointed that out. I see, aha, almost can refer to the past. So
No, I agree with your brother.
So, you agree with my brother?
Yeah, I agree with your brother. It's two years, and you're going to have to, 2 years, you got the famous mandatory distribution coming up in 2 years. Oh, no, excuse me. It's, you got to start taking Social Security in 2 years. 73, you have to do the required mandatory distribution. You got some more highlights to meet.
Right, and that used to be 70, and then they pushed it up and up, and now it's 73?
73, yes. Uh-huh. I found out an interesting situation one time. A lot of people don't know this about the mandatory distribution. There are two tables, and so I was asking one time, as you know, I have an interest in tax, and so I asked, what are the two tables for? And one table is the regular table, and the other table is for people who are married to someone who's 10 years younger than they, and they get a special rate that's lower than the normal.
Are you making that up? Are you making that up? Is that for real? Or are you making that up? Because I know you married someone who's more than 10 years younger than you are.
And I did not make it up, and I've been benefiting from that percentage.
Wow. Well, I got to start looking for women who are 10 years younger than me, at least. Dwayne Gohmert. And when we talk about mandatory distribution, we're talking about IRAs, and a lot of realtors, of course, might have a SEP IRA, like myself. And then I just learned, I don't know, I can't believe I didn't know about this, but a solo 401k, do you know if there's mandatory distributions on that?
Well, I know that the Roth do not know, but solo is not in my ballpark.
And what did you say about Roth? Does that have a mandatory?
No. Oh, yeah, they do, but okay. They don't have any tax. They don't have any taxes taken out.
Yeah, years ago should have converted. I know friends of mine converted their IRA to Roth. They had to pay a penalty, but that was like 20 plus years ago, and boy, that was a gold mine. So
that was a good thing.
Dwayne Gohmert is my guest, educator, continuing education, license renewals, brokers. You got a couple of things to mention about the list of tax scams for 2025 that people should look out for?
What you mentioned about was an email that I sent out some weeks ago, and I highlighted what is called the Internal Revenue's Dirty Dozen. They always list 12 current scams, and they started doing this in 2002. And there are some things that everybody should take a look at, because they do have different items, and you may find one that will protect you. Many of them are far out schemes and everything, but they've been doing this in 2002, and they've been doing a good job. And this year they mentioned again email phishing and schmishing and all the other spear phishing. And you might want to know that they're still doing the calls, and the phishing is claiming that they come from IRS or other government agencies. And smishing is where they threaten you and everything, and always come up with a solution. One of the things they're doing now that you might tell people to watch out for is that somehow or other, you know, you give your last four digits many times, and the last four digits are given. So these scammers are finding situations where they can find the last four digits. So when they call you, they're saying, oh, your last four digits are 4762. So be very aware that that is still a thing. Now, another thing I noticed in this year's tax scam, which they haven't mentioned before often, is there's an IRS individual online account. You had read this, as you said, you reviewed it. And this is an account that you should sign up for at IRS. It helps you, provides the taxpayers. You get a lot of different information. You get protects your information a lot better. So I highly recommend it. Just go to irs.gov and highlight online account and make sure you have one.
I think I have one. I'm pretty sure I do, but I'll double check irs.gov and look for an online account to give you more security and protect you from scammers. My guest, Dwayne Gomer, educator since 1963. People are just so used to being told not to, you know, the IRS, they're not calling you and you shouldn't do anything. I can't believe you gave out the last four digits of my Social Security number. I wasn't prepared for that, though.
No, you don't give them that. Of course, they already have that. That's one of the things that I'd recommend. Just check it out. You may not want it. You may not like it. We like it. And my wife handles it well. And again, they got the fake charity. And one they're talking about now is a false fuel tax credit. And that was then there is that credit, but it was stopped 2 years ago, so people don't know that. And then there's another one. People talked about it. The biggest scam that came about 3 years ago was employee retention credit. And a lot of people are in big trouble over that. So now they come up with another one, the scammers, called self-employment tax credit. So yeah, they keep coming up with new. They're phoenixes. They rise from the dead. And they will just watch out for them.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And you didn't get my joke. You gave out an example of the last four digits, 4762. And I was joking that you gave out my last four digits. That was my joke, but you missed it.
I was so intent on answering your question properly. It went right over my head.
Well, I like to do things improperly, so that threw you. My guest, Dwayne Gomer, educator since 1963 with real estate agents and brokers. Update on the gift tax. What's the maximum? What do people do there?
There is no update on it, basically. The thing is that so many people think that if they give the minimum that is the minimum that you give each year, 19, 20, or whatever, they get it at, and it keeps rising. A lot of people think if you give over that amount that you will have trouble. And the answer to that is no. You can give out a lot of money, you know, millions. I think right now it's husband and wife can give out, double digit millions, 24 million, before they have to pay any tax. If you give over that minimum amount, the only thing you have to do is you have to file a form, a simple form that anybody can file. It says, how much did you give? And you say, I gave 80,000 over. Then you subtract 80,000 from what the current exemption is. And you just continue on. And then when you pass away, you have 80,000 less in your thing. If you're up in the double digit, triple digit millions, you better get a good tax advisor. But just remember, until you give away millions, you're not going to have any problem other than filing a simple return.
Right. And now, my understanding, do you know what the current, if someone dies today, what the maximum exemption is for the death tax?
I'm sorry, I have not looked it up. I have not had that problem myself. I haven't gotten near that, so I haven't looked it up.
But, I know at one time it was up to like 5 million. I don't know what it is.
It's much higher now.
Oh, it is much higher. And yes. I also heard, and I don't know if you'll know this, let's say someone over the last 5 years gave more than what the maximum gift tax is, whatever. I don't know what that is today either, around 20 grand, or is it, or 13 grand?
Yes.
But so over the last 5 years, let's say someone gave away, 500,000 over and filed that form. I think if they change the tax law down the road, let's say you died 5 years from now, and instead of being 10 million, it drops down to like 1 million, I think they calculate on the year you gave it away versus when you die. Is that true?
That'll be left to Congress. You can't predict what Congress will do at any time.
Oh, they could change it. So even if they change it, they could take it away. Because if you're giving money away today, you're basing it on what the total exemption is. Okay.
Yeah, but most of the tax situations, if you've done something wrong, and it wasn't fraudulent, they can't go back more than 3 years. So in most cases, you wouldn't have to worry on the 3-year rule.
My guest, Dwayne Gomer, educator, expert since 1963, DwayneGomer.com, and Dwayne is D-U-A-N-E, DwayneGomer.com.
Thank you.
Speaking of death, basis at death, what do people do with that?
Well, the biggest misconception of many people, and this is because fortunate that we live in California, is that we get, when someone dies, they get a full step up in basis. And what that means is that the property that they are in will go to the fair market value at the time of death of one of the, or whoever's going to get the property. And so that's a big, big advantage. And so you should remember that. And a lot of people, I had somebody the other day, a broker, said that they put, her mother put her on title because they wanted to avoid probate.
Hmm.
In a house worth of, you know, $700,000 or so. And so they were going to avoid probate. But the problem was that the mother had been in the house for many, many years. And so when she gifted the house to the daughter gets the basis that's in the house right now. The $150,000 the mother paid for it, plus $50,000 in improvements. So she gets the basis of $200,000. So if she then sells the property, she's going to pay tax on $500,000. If she waits till the mother dies, then she gets the full step up in basis. And then they said, well, could the daughter then take the $150,000, could the mother take the $150,000 exclusion? No, she isn't a resident anymore. So be very careful when you're transferring title or get good tax advice. For example, in my case, we own some property. Some houses have been in them a long time. And so therefore, if I passed away, the property value will go up to full market value at time of death, and my wife can sell it immediately with no tax. Right now, we would pay a tremendous amount of tax on a home, on a regular rental home.
Right.
So be careful.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you were talking about maybe a single person dying, but a married couple, one passes away, the benefit is not half gets stepped up, but 100% gets stepped up, allowing
correct.
Maybe the surviving spouse to sell, and if they want to move down or do something, that is huge. I remember years ago an adage, the best way to acquire property is to inherit property, and I think that speaks to what you're saying right now.
Yeah, there is a, you'll hear from many people that when you inherit property right now, you're going to get screwed income tax, but on the property tax. Because now, when you inherit before, you could get the property tax that's on the property at that time due to Prop 13. But now, the only way to get that tax assessment now is if you inherit it. You must move into it and live in it. If you rent it, you will be reassessed.
That was an impact of Prop 19, and I remember it was a Hollywood family who owned a house on the beach in Malibu that they probably bought for, you know, $100,000 eons ago.
Yes.
And now it's worth $10 million,
yes,
and it's renting out for gobs of money every month, and they didn't get a stepped up basis. So that was kind of the spearheading that. A friend of mine who owns property saw an attorney and spent $10,000. We don't know if it's going to be worth it. Right before Prop 19 went into effect, they put the property in her child's name so that when she dies, there wouldn't be any, you know, stepped up basis. The child, now you just gave an example of why you don't want to do that because you inherit the basis, but the attorney made it sound like this way the daughter would have the property tax basis forever. And so if it's a rental property, then she'll never sell it.
Yes. The thing is, so you can move into a property, and if a person was resident there, the only somebody inherits the property if they, and you'll hear a lot of people wailing about this sad thing, but it doesn't affect as many people. It's not good, but it doesn't affect as many people as you think, because somebody, when they inherit the tax, I used to have a line in my seminars that I said, they're gonna list the property on the way home from the funeral. They're gonna sell it. And the other time, if they move into it, they get the tax assessment. And the only time they don't get the tax assessment is if they inherit it and rent it.
Right, right. The offshoot of Prop 19. Dwayne Gomer.
Yes.
D-U-A-N-E, DwayneGomer.com. You can get his newsletters and reach out to him if you're a licensee and want to get your license extended. Dwayne, always great to talk to you. You always bring something to the table. Thanks for joining me.
I appreciate it and look forward to the next time.
Thank you so much. Make it a great day.
Okay, and it's always, I miss coming to your Santa Barbara associations and doing those seminars upstairs in your wonderful meeting.
I remember seeing you there. That was many years ago. I got my license in 88.
Okay, I got mine in 61, so I even had it a couple of years. So I've been around a while.
Right. Well, you're a lot older than me. I don't know if I told you, but I'm almost 60.
I'm almost 90.
There you go. Okay. Take care, Dwayne.
Kick ass.
Sorry, thank you. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Dwayne Gomer, living legend. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Got a little update on the Southbound 101 and maybe a landlord Redlands Jeff story. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.